and hangers for clothing, and provided the mower staff can get in there, it worked pretty well. Incidentally, I was fortunate when I sold the contents of that house. One old fellow in Natchez bought six of those old wardrobes that I thought I'd have a hard time selling. He bought six of them. I don't know what he did with them. He was a dealer in antique furniture. Uh-huh. Natchez is a hotbed of that, good gracious. You can still get some superb antiques down there now. Uh-huh. I don't know whether he sold them all or not. He died last year.
Tell me about the fireplace, the part that the smoke goes up through.
Chimneys went up through the roof, mm-hmm. and the chimneys had what were called flues, F-L-U-E-S. Mm-hmm. One flue took care of the downstairs fireplace, another flue took care of the upstairs fireplace. Mm-hmm. We burned coal, which was pretty cheap, and left a powdery residue of ashes. We always had kindling on hand to start fires and old newspapers. Mm-hmm. You crumple up an old newspaper and put some kindling on top of that and a coal on top of that. Mm-hmm. Made a great deal of work for the servants.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that part on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H. It was generally paved with some kind of tile. Usually glazed tile. Also, sometimes around the fireplace would be something of the same material, a frame. Mm-hmm. I suppose that was a measure of fireproofing.
Mm-hmm. What about the part above the fireplace you could set things on?
Yeah, they always had a large mirror there. Uh-huh. And some shelves along the side and on top. Mm-hmm. Small shelves.
But that long shelf that went across, do you remember what that was called?
Oh, it was mostly put vases and ornaments on. Uh-huh. In a few cases, the narrow sections alongside each end of the mirror had small shelves, and little things would be put there too.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call that shelf a fireboard or mantelpiece?
Fireboard?
Or mantelpiece?
Oh, there's a mantelpiece, always a mantelpiece. Uh-huh. Some of them are iron, cast iron, the older ones.
Iron?
Uh-huh.
Never saw one of those.
Thank goodness they were safer, too. Not so likely to catch fire. Huh.
What about the things you'd have in the fireplace to lay your wood across?
They had grates, G-R-A-T-E-S. Mm-hmm. Some of them are rather small, which meant that you had to constantly add fuel to the fire. Some of them were pretty large. They didn't take so much tending. Mm-hmm. And many fireplaces had mesh frames around them to prevent living coals from flying out and setting burning a hole in the mm-hmm. carpet.
Did you ever see something long though? Sort of, I don't know exactly how it would be, but something kind of long, you'd go back like that, and you'd need two of these, and you could lay the wood across?
They were called andirons.
Uh-huh.
They were entirely for wood fireplaces. Mm-hmm. You can still see a great many of them around you. Newer ones, I mean. Mm-hmm. A few older ones and newer ones. You just lay it across this andiron. It left room underneath for a draft to go through and give it a good burning.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear an old-fashioned or a more common name for andirons? Did you ever hear it called anything besides andirons?
Don't recall it, no.